Because you need to decorate the shoes with brass. Why? Because Hasina had grass. How do we know that? Because it says, you mustn't pasture the animals in Hasina. And Yiru and Mura Arahu. So now, there was grass in Hasina. There was a tzad that the animals should graze in Hasina. So that tzad is many today to have grass, to have trees, to have flowers around the bima. Why was the grass around Hasina? What was the purpose of the nest? No one was allowed in Hasina anyways. So what was the whole nest of grass? Things were growing on Hasina. Although the Torah says, Pasuk says, "Kinechem Hashem Tzion." Nechem Kalchob Yisrael V'yosem Midbara Ke'eden V'arvasa Kedan Hashem Sosem Simcha Yimotza Batoide V'kodzema. In other words, Mashiach will come, Midbar will turn into a grazing ground. That was the Yidin that we traveled into Eretz Yisrael. When Mashiach comes, so when Shem says Kinechem Hashem Tzim Nechem Kalchob V'yosem Midbara Ke'eden Midbar Shekam Ke'eden V'arvasa Kedan Hashem Hasina is the version gave us the Torah came with the Chenu Paskah Zohar Masa. Because Zohar Masa means that they were living with Mashiach to come out. It says that the Zohar went away, they weren't going to die. Everyone was mistrapped. All the things that are written about the Tkufa of Lost Lovai, all there by Mahmoud Hasina. All there by Mahmoud Hasina. So the grass around Hasina was the king of the possible Yosem and Borah Ka'idah by Lost Kinan Hashem. That's how those grass in Hasina. So Mamish the Bunch wanted to show them we're ready, Mamish, for that possible. We're ready for that possible. That the Midbar became, the Midbar becomes a. That's the same, the Midbar Zidua, it's a place of Mahashim HaKrovim, it's a place of Chai Yisroel, it's the Midbar. I just mentioned before, there's a Bechen of Mishbati Chai Ra Min Haaretz. So Etzen, they were in a place which was full of Mazikin, in a place which has all the negativity of the Golas. The biggest is Hafchas is going to be where the Midbar itself turns into, the Mokka Mazikin itself turns into Faket, turns into a grazing ground. It's almost like the Bechen of the weapons will become. They become plow shields. So it's a midbar, it's a makom of Chashem HaKrovim. So that's going to become a grazing ground. And that's why Hasina became grass. And that's what we're commemorating. We're putting the grass. We're commemorating. Now, in Kabbalah Torah, now we're going straight into Asur and Svaran. And Svaran Bevis, it says that the. I think Shlevi says, I don't know where Asur went. Shlevi says that. That. The Yotza the Dovid Malkin Shicha. Chag HaShavuos is the te'ima of the life of Lotzot Lover. When you get a te'ima of the life of Lotzot Lover, when you have a te'ima of the chayim of Lotzot Lover, so then you learn for it. The whole tzipia, the whole tshuka that we have on Shavuos is because we have a te'ima, we have a te'ima of the chayim of Lotzot Lover. So that's the same Mechina. Imam saw the Midbar turning into an Eden, turning into Kedan Hashem.